When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to The John Cordray Show, number 15. In this episode, I'm talking about secrets and the top three reasons why you shouldn't keep them.
This is The John Cordray Show, the infusion of mental health and healthy living. Welcome to the green zone of inspiration, encouragement, and enlightenment. Discover how you can feel better so you can start living better. And now, your host, your friendly neighborhood therapist, a national certified counselor, a leading voice of emotionally healthy living, and the mental health dude, John Cordray.
Welcome to the John Cordray Show. My name is John Cordray. I am your host for today. I'm a licensed therapist and a national certified counselor, and I talk to many, many clients every day. And this show is all about the topics that I deal with as a therapist and the topics I think would be beneficial and helpful for you. And I hope that's the case. If you are visiting for the first time, I really appreciate it. Welcome and welcome back to all of you who have been listening to my show up to this point. Glad to have you today. Today I'm talking about secrets and the top three reasons why you should not keep them. And I'm not talking about top secret stuff. I'm not talking about every little secret that you might have and you should tell everybody. But you know the phrases that we use to describe secrets, like skeletons in the closets, or your baggage, or you bury your pain. And it's often used, those phrases are often used to avoid the reality of the real issue. So I'm not talking about secrets that you really need to keep because of confidentiality or secrets that will protect national security. I'm not talking about that. What I am talking about, the secrets that I'm talking about, are the pain that you have been carrying with you for all of your life. You know, whether it's abuse or some other trauma, or maybe a deep, dark secret that you know of someone else that is just eating away at you. And we tend to avoid the real issue, and we try to skirt around it and try to get our mind off of things, of the secret. But in reality, it's not very good. It's not helpful, and it's not healthy for you to carry that shame or the guilt, fear, or isolation, or perhaps embarrassment of keeping that secret. And even though those are very real emotions with real hurt, I don't want to convey that those feelings are not genuine or real in any way. If you're feeling shame or guilty or fearful or embarrassed, but the intense feelings that someone carries because of their secrets and they hang on to it by themselves are very powerful and can have a very tight grip. And it could be this very heavy, invisible weight on your back. And for years and years and years, you're hanging on to this secret because you don't want somebody to know and because you're afraid. You're afraid of what they might think of you, or you're afraid of what might happen to the other person that you're keeping a secret for. And I just want to say, as a therapist, I really feel the need to talk to you, to those of you who have been holding on to secrets for a long time, and perhaps for decades. I have had clients in my office who have carried their secret with them in their marriage, and they've been married for 40-some years and never told their spouse. So I want to provide you with my top three reasons why you shouldn't keep secrets any longer. I don't want you to carry that burden that will eat away at you and make you feel even more guilty because you're not talking about it. You're not telling somebody. You're hanging on to something that no one else knows. It's almost like a separate identity, a secret identity, if you will. And so if you're struggling with keeping secrets from your spouse, I do want to recommend a book in an article by another counselor, Ed Welch. And he talks about keeping secrets in marriage, and the title is I've Got a Secret. And it's a very helpful article or book to help you figure out why it is that you're hanging on to the secret and why you need to talk to your spouse about it. So I'll put it on my show notes, I've Got a Secret by Ed Welch, for you to look at. Okay, so my top three reasons why you shouldn't keep secrets any longer. And these are not really in any particular order. But the first one is secrets can be harmful to your health. Secrets can be harmful to your health. And here's what I mean by that. Holding on to secrets can actually hinder your health in a very negative way. Depending on the depth of your secrets, many people will turn to unhealthy lifestyle patterns and to try to cope with the pain that's associated with that secret. So in the attempt of burying the secret and trying to avoid the real feelings, people will tend to do unhealthy things to cope with that intense feeling of shame or emptiness or being alone that's associated with that secret. So it could enable poor eating habits, self-harm. People can turn to drinking or drugs. So if your health is in jeopardy from keeping secrets, what are you doing to try to cope with your pain? So if this is you, if you're hanging on to a secret and yet it's turning you into somebody that you're really not, maybe you're a chain smoker because of the stress associated with your secret. Maybe you have some other negative habit that you do as a way of coping. Maybe you isolate yourself and you avoid contact with other people and you withdraw. And more than likely, you probably have some different triggers associated with that secret, especially if it's trauma. If you experience trauma as a child and now you're an adult, a lot of times the feelings of when you were a child are triggered by various things. It could be a song. It could be a smell. It could be a visual. Like if you walk by, I had a client one time who was abused in the restroom. And so every time he walked by the restroom, he was he associated that with his abuse. And so when you try to avoid the real pain that comes with your secrets, a lot of times it can really put your health in jeopardy because of how you cope with it. And that is really not a good thing to do. So secrets can be harmful to your health, especially if you are doing something that can damage your body in some way. If you're going to self-harm, that's obviously not healthy for your body. And so keeping that secret pushed way, way down and try to bury it can be very harmful to your health. And then number two, secrets will isolate you. I mentioned this briefly a little bit earlier, but your secret will isolate you. It will make you feel all by yourself. And when you keep secrets, you are creating a wall, whether you realize it or not, to either protect yourself or to protect someone else. So the secret develops a wall, and maybe you have good intentions. You might have good intentions and say, well, I want to protect so-and-so. I don't want them to know because it will hurt their feelings. It will shock them. And so I'm going to protect them and keep this secret all to myself. But what you're actually doing, you are isolating yourself. You're creating that wall. And now you are even more alone. You may really want to tell this person, but then you justify it. And you say, well, no, I'm going to hang on to this. It's not, it happened so long ago anyway. I don't need to talk about it. I don't need to bring this up. So when you build your wall and or you're trying to bury your secret deep down, you will inadvertently cut yourself off from a true and authentic relationship. This couple that I mentioned earlier, who she kept hanging on to the secret for very, very a long time in their marriage, even and until very recently, talked to her husband about it. She was trying to protect her husband, and yet what happened? It kind of built this invisible wall and isolated themselves, even herself, even though she was married and been married for a long time. And it wasn't until recently she actually told him what had happened, and it brought them much closer. So she was afraid that it would take them apart, but really the reality was it brought them closer because she shared a very intimate secret, which was no longer a secret, with her husband. And so isolation can be a very, very lonely place. And when you are lonely and hanging on to your secrets, you'll feel the full weight of your burden. And if you do this, you know exactly what that burden feels like. And the burden can be very unbearable at times. So let me ask you, are you isolating yourself because of your secrets? Are you lonely and wish that at least one person knew the secret that you're hanging on to? My guess is yes. You probably answered that yes. And that leads me into number three. Secrets will keep you from freedom. Secrets will keep you from freedom. So when secrets are kept for years and you're hanging on to it for years and years and years, it can feel like a ball and chain that imprisons your thoughts and feelings. It actually makes you a prisoner of your own thoughts and your own feelings. And the secrets can be so powerful that it could prevent you from truly enjoying life and prevent you from really having that authentic relationship with someone that you really love. And it also prevents you from meeting new people, trying new things, or keeping you from looking forward to your future. What secrets tend to do is make you focus on the past rather than the future. And perhaps the only things that you can think about your future is a bad future, you know, especially if you have had a bad past. So you tend to, when you hang on to your bad secret, you're going to think bad future. And so those are the top three reasons why you shouldn't keep secrets. So number one, secrets can be harmful to your health if you cope in it with a very negative way. Secrets will isolate you and prevent you from having authentic relationships. And then three, secrets will keep you from freedom. When you talk about your secret for the first time and you share that with somebody, it is a huge weight that's lifted off. And if you never experienced that before, I really hope you'll consider telling someone about your secrets. So here's the question then that comes from that is, why hang on to your secret? Why? Well, usually secrets preoccupy so much of the past that it clouds judgment and optimism of the future. I mentioned that earlier. So do you feel in bondage to your secrets? Is it keeping you from really enjoying life? My guess is you would answer that yes. So if you have secrets, chances are it's because of one of two reasons. Either something happened to you, or you did something to someone else. And most of the time, it has to do with something that's more sexual or some other harmful relational conflict. And usually the shame and embarrassment that's attached to that.
We'll be back after a quick break. Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
And so if something happens to you, and if you're listening to this and someone did something horrible to you, let me just say, I am so sorry. I'm sorry that that person did that to you, and it was not your fault. Do not blame yourself. I hear this so often in my office. When someone comes to me and somebody abused them, they'll say something to something like this: if I just would have done this, if I wouldn't have done this, if I wasn't wearing this, as if they were trying to blame themselves, that it was their fault for being abused. And no, it was not your fault. It was not their fault. So if someone did something to you that should not have happened, nobody deserves that. And you have dignity, and you're a person who deserves much better than that. And it was not your fault. So please know that I'm not trying to trigger more hurt and sadness. So I hope by listening to this is not triggering some emotional hurt or sadness by talking about this. But at the same time, I really believe it needs to be talked about. So if somebody abused you in some way, don't tell yourself that it was your fault. You were and are the victim. Did you hear that? If somebody abused you, you were and you are the victim. I don't care if it happened 40 years ago. The pain and the shame are just as raw and real as the day it happened. Am I right? That's what I hear, and that's what I see with a lot of my clients who are well off in their age, in their years. But the abuse happened when they were a child. That pain and the shame and the feelings are just as raw as the day it happened. So it does not get better with time. I wish it did. I wish I can say differently. It really doesn't get better. If you hang on to the secret and you're hanging on to it for years and you're just telling yourself, well, if I can just hang on to it for 5 more years, 10 more years, it'll get better. And it doesn't. I wish I could say it did, but it does not. So that secret and that pain and the shame will last forever if you hang on to it. Now, here's the cool thing. If you tell somebody, talk to somebody about it, I mentioned it earlier, it's freedom. It releases that burden, and it will free you. Yeah, it might take time for it to get better. It doesn't happen overnight, but it will put you on the road to recovery after you tell somebody that you trust. So please do not keep the secret to yourself any longer. If you're hanging on to a secret, don't keep hanging on to it. I want you to tell someone that you trust. It could be a friend, a family member, a spouse, somebody that you can really trust. You don't have to go shout it out on the rooftops. Just talk to one person, okay? Someone that you trust. But don't hang on to the secret any longer. I don't care who you're trying to protect. You need to tell someone. And that person will be stronger than you think. Give them credit, right? So if you have a really close relationship and somebody comes to mind and that person you're really close to, whether it's a friend or a family member, and you have that little hesitation in your head, that says, oh, but if I do this, it might change my relationship. Don't go there, right? It won't. If anything, it will make it better. It won't drive them away. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Reverse it. If your friend or family member had a secret, would you want them to tell you? Would you want them to trust you enough with their secret? Of course you would. So why are you preventing that other person from receiving that benefit as well? Let them help you. That's why they're there. That's why you have someone that you trust in your life. Or if you don't have somebody that you can tell, let me encourage you to make an appointment to talk with a counselor. Talk to a therapist. They'll keep it confidential. If you really want to keep it a secret and not let other people know, then the next best thing is go talk to a counselor. So your counselor then will be able to help you verbally and emotionally process your feelings. You need someone to help you guide you through this process. Now, this is not either or. My strong recommendation is to tell someone that you trust and also at the same time go to a counselor. So it's not an either or. It's not tell somebody that you trust or make an appointment with a counselor. Depending on your secret and if you have been abused or if you have experienced some kind of trauma, then I highly recommend that you see a counselor. Make time today. Go online and search for a counselor in your area, you know, because they can help you process verbally and emotionally your feelings and to get it out. You need somebody to help guide you in this process. Yes, you need someone to support you and be a cheerleader, but you also need a coach, and that's what a counselor can do. So let me ask you, will you promise me that you'll talk to someone about your secrets very soon? I hope so. I hope that you can think of somebody, whether it's a friend or a counselor, that you can go and finally talk about the secret that you're carrying for so long. I know it can be scary, but you don't have to continue to experience the things that I talked about, three reasons that I talked about earlier. It can be scary. It could be very humbling and put you in a very vulnerable place, but it's the best place. Don't carry this burden any longer. So let me, I'm going to wrap up here by addressing what if you're the person that you did something to somebody else. So if you did something to somebody else, so if you're listening to this and you did something pretty bad to somebody else, let me just say this real quickly. You can be forgiven. You can. You can be forgiven. If you were the person that hurt or abused another person, you can still be forgiven. And chances are you often tear yourself down and you judge your every move and thought, every action. You probably play that over and over in your head of what you did. And you don't give yourself a break. And perhaps you don't forgive yourself. Now, don't get me wrong, remorse can be a very good thing. Feeling convicted can be a very good thing. Because remorse often brings redemption and restoration, and that's always good. But then guilt tends to latch on and not let go very easily. So there's a difference between remorse and guilt. Guilt can make you and make you feel worthless. Remorse can make you feel that there's still hope, even though you did something bad. So the bad news is you will always live with that knowledge that you hurt with somebody else. It will always be there. So that's the consequence that you have as a perpetrator. You will always live with that knowledge that you hurt someone else. Now, the consequence for the person that you hurt, the victim, they're going to always remember that as well. So there's no denying that what you did was wrong. You robbed someone of their emotional freedom, their dignity. So here's what I would like for you to do. First, stop beating yourself up and start living with or to stop living with overwhelming guilt that you did something about it. So stop beating yourself up and stop living with overwhelming guilt and do something about it. Okay, so this is the hard part. I want to encourage you to go to that person that you offended or abused and tell them what you did was horribly wrong and that you violated their dignity as a human being. And then ask for their forgiveness. Doesn't mean that they're going to forgive you. I don't know. But you need to put yourself in a very humble position. And you need to tell them that you what you did was horribly wrong. And that you violated their dignity as a human. Whether you call them or see them face to face, or even a letter, some form of contact, you need to let them know. And you need to ask for their forgiveness. And if they forgive you, then that forgiveness releases them and it releases you. Doesn't put you off the hook, get you off the hook, but it releases that overwhelming guilt. So forgiveness breeds repentance, and repentance builds restoration. And repentance means you're not going to do it again. You completely turn away from it. So forgiveness is the start of something wonderful and new. So if you are the person that hurt and offended somebody else, write a letter if you have to. Send an email or some form of other communication. The best way is face-to-face and ask them to forgive you. But if you can't see them face-to-face, then at least write them a letter. So asking forgiveness is not the easy way out. It can actually be one of the hardest things to do. But asking for forgiveness is always, always the best thing to do. Even if the other person can't actually forgive you. That's their responsibility. Your responsibility as the perpetrator is to ask for forgiveness. And at least you have done what was right in that moment. And that, my friend, is a very, very freeing feeling. So these are some of the reasons why you should not keep secrets, and I realize that not everyone will agree with me, but that's okay. If you were the person who something horrible happened to, I am very, very sorry, and it should not have happened. I want to encourage you to forgive the person that did that to you. I want to encourage you to tell somebody, talk to somebody that you trust, talk to a therapist. If you did something to somebody else and you're the perpetrator, forgiveness can be found. And make sure you go to that person that you have abused or violated in some way. Let them know, either by letter or phone call or face-to-face, that what you did was horribly wrong and ask for their forgiveness. So the top three reasons, just as a recap. Number one is that secrets can be harmful to yourself. Number two, secrets will isolate you. And then number three, secrets will keep you from freedom. So don't hang on to the secret any longer. Get rid of it. Talk to somebody. I really want to encourage you. I hope that you can do that. I think if you can do that, if you can finally come to that place where you talk to somebody about your secret, it will make you a stronger person. It will. Conflicts tend to either break us or make us, right? So something hard, adversity will break us or make us. And the break us would be something terrible happened to you and you go off the deep end and you cope with it in a very negative way. Or it could make us by making us stronger and we can cope with our hurt and our pain and the adversity in a way that makes us stronger. We can do it in a healthy way, but you got to do it with somebody. You don't do this alone. And so that's my encouragement to you. No longer make this day the last day that you keep a secret. So don't allow the secret to influence you anymore, to be that heavy weight that's on your shoulders anymore. Get rid of it. I want you to be free. I want you to receive or extend forgiveness. And then I also want you then to be restored. Your life is not over. It may feel like it at times, but it's not. Don't hang on to your secret anymore, okay? Awesome. All right, well, that's all I have for today. I'm so, so glad that you came and that you're listening. I really appreciate you. I really, really appreciate you. And it just means a lot to me that you would take the time out of your busy day to listen to my show. And if this is your first time, I would encourage you, I really would encourage you to look at my other shows, my episodes on iTunes or on Stitcher or on my website at johncordray.com. I would love to hear from you even on Twitter. My Twitter handle is John P, as in Paul, Cordray. Love to talk to you there and connect with you there. But again, I just really appreciate you, and I hope you have a great day. I hope this is a day that is a good one for you, not a terrible one. And I would encourage you to listen to this over and over again, especially if you need that encouragement and the courage to speak up, to tell somebody. I think this could help help you and remind you why you need to tell somebody about your secret. So thanks again, and until next time, stay in the green zone.
You have been listening to The John Cordray Show. Remember, your story isn't over yet. Together, we can break the stigma of mental health. Together, we can make a difference. Be sure to catch the next episode of The John Cordray Show. Until next time, stay in the green zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.